Good afternoon to everyone.
Good afternoon.
For those of you who don't know me, I'm Sheriff Jonathan Joe Benison. Been serving as sheriff since December 22nd, 2010. And I just want to say is that it has been indeed an honor. I would say this here, I'm glad you all came, I'm glad you all are here. You know, I'm the type of person that I like to see people, I like to be happy, I'm proud to serve my county. This is my home, and I'm not going anywhere. I love this place, this is my home right here. These are my people. And I'm just overwhelmed and elated. Not that I was elected as sheriff of this great county here in the Black Belt. I was also appointed by Governor Bob Riley, prior to me winning the election. So it speaks volumes to me to stand before you all today as the sheriff of Greene County, as the top law enforcement officer here. And I want to welcome my staff is here, some of my deputies. And I just want you all to know that I'm here to serve my county based on what we have in Greene County. And I will continue to do that. I say to myself, why did I get elected full term as sheriff? Because I try to do the right thing for Greene County. That is to serve and protect. And that's my primary duty. But I have other obligations to fulfill under this great Constitution, on the state of Alabama and the United States. And that is to regulate and do what I have to do on laws that were passed here in Greene County. And when I took the oath under the Reverend Dr. Sheriff Thomas Earl Gilmore, I think Judge Ingram was present. Honorable guy, honorable man. Speaks volumes to stand before people like that. And I worked in this circuit my entire career. But I just want you to know a little something about me before we move a little further. Just, I'm gonna give you this here. It is no secret. And it's facts. I've been nonstop since I graduated with a double major at Alabama State University in 1982. You can do the math. Nonstop. And I stand before you today, my whole career, 40-some years, trying to be honored and faithful, loyal to my citizen. That's why I know. I'm still there. Because the people believe in me, and I believe in them. And one thing I do believe in, whatever task I have to do as regulating the rules and regulation, I have the task of being the regulator over CA 743. And I'm gonna tell you something, I'm doing my best. Been in and out of court, sued, take time away from my family, my children, my grandchildren. Many days fulfilling my obligation as sheriff of Greene County because the people put it upon me. When they voted for CA 743, over 80% of the people voted for it. And I stand before you today. I will continue to do what the people have in place for Greene County until that law changes. I will do that because that was voted upon by the people of this great state and of this great county, and it was done overwhelmingly. So every time that I face the task of trying to make decisions and trying to determine what needs to be done, and people know me, individuals know me, I think everybody in this county know me, and they come to me. I stand firm on what I do. I stand firm on what I believe. These are my people. And I will continue to do whatever I can to make what these people voted on work for Greene County. Does that take collaboration? Whatever it takes, it can be done. You know, we walk around every day and we do things in life that are challenging. And my mother always told me, say, well, son, you go in church, you always sing this song. I was raised in the church, went to the church, did a lot of things in the church. And they said, may the word God doing speak for me. And I try to do that. And I will continue to do it. And I want to let y'all know why we're here. You all know why we're here. Because we have challenges that we have to face. I have a constitutional amendment that I have to uphold because the citizen put that trust invested in me to do that. It hadn't changed. Pull it up and read it. It says the sheriff has the authority to regulate and propagate. It goes a little further with me. That means working together as a team, working together as a county to provide what necessary needs are here. This county, my little Polk County, right here, cannot survive if CA 743 is not available. I know why. I sleep here at night. That's our livelihood. That's what we have. That's our revenue. And I can assure you, I know what it does for this county. It helps. Totally. I wouldn't have a sheriff department if it wasn't for CA 743. And we're here for the rules, changes. On everybody, we're gonna abide by those rules. We're gonna do what's necessary. We're gonna follow those rules. If we have to collaborate on things with whoever you want to, I have no problem with that. But we have to let what we have in place in this county survive. And it will survive. So, that's the reason we're here, for rule changes. So we can keep CA 743 the way it is. We want to make it better. And we can make changes, we can adapt things, we can do things to make it provide for government funds for this county because we need it. And I stand before you today. The citizens elected me to do it, and I will continue to do it. I want to make it better for the coming generation so things won't have to be involved with controversy or misunderstanding. So we want those rules to be in place. And I always tell my employees, I'm going to turn it over to anybody who wants to say anything for us, my attorneys, your attorneys. Teamwork. I always tell my employees, teamwork makes the dream work. And we can do things together. We can move forward. So that's why we're here. We're here for the CA 743 rule changes. And we will act accordingly. And we will follow those rules that we have in place. These are the rules. I'm having one copy with me.
So I think the important thing as to why this meeting was called, and I know the sheriff was a little disappointed that the room's not fuller, is so that people don't have to hear church, the grocery store, the ball field, what they think is going on, but they can hear directly from the sheriff. They can read for themselves what is going on. Let me begin by saying that the sheriff, I know because I've been with him in private meetings, takes very seriously his responsibility to enforce the rules, to enforce Amendment 743, because he understands the importance that it poses to this county, the opportunity that it allows for this county. And I've heard people say that somehow what the sheriff has done with these new amendments to the rules is an acknowledgement that the previous rules were somehow not legal or not proper. And I want to say today that nothing could be further from the truth. Sheriff believes and has always believed that the rules in place are legal and proper. However, the Alabama Supreme Court and the Attorney General have taken issue with that. So the mission of these amended rules has been to come up with a system that incorporates what the Attorney General and the Supreme Court say are the essential elements of bingo to define for the first time in state history what an electronic marking machine is. And we hope for the folks in Montgomery to understand that there is no threat of proliferation. Nobody else has that language. What happens in Greene County stays in Greene County. Nobody can adopt this, expand gambling or bingo across Alabama. So the sheriff believes that these rules are properly promulgated, they're properly limited in scope, and they provide, we hope, a path to lay down the litigation and allow bingo to flourish in the county and provide an economic incentive that it was originally envisioned to do. The other thing that has been the source of a lot of speculation is the lawsuit that the sheriff filed. Quite simply, the sheriff believes that this matter should be in the hands of a Greene County judge. It affects Greene County law, it affects Greene County residents, it affects Greene County's future, and it should be a Greene County judge who rules on whether these rules are proper and or not. So the declaratory judgment action is not because the sheriff's mad at anybody, it's not because he believes anybody has acted illegally, it's because we believe that a Greene County judge should be the final decision maker or the first decision maker on the lawfulness of these rules. So all of that being said, I know the sheriff is willing to take questions. The one thing that the sheriff has said to me since the start that he's not willing to do is to allow a few rogue agents to cause bingo to be ended in Greene County.
Correct.
So he takes this responsibility seriously and is hopeful that this is a path that the Attorney General, the Supreme Court can look at and recognize the common sense nature of it, that it brings every essential element of bingo to bear in what's been promulgated in the rules. And hopefully there's a path forward where Greene County can get out from under all of the litigation and go back to providing essential services.
We need to, definitely. That's a priority.
So, you want to open the floor to questions, Sheriff?
I will say again that I think Troy, somebody said why the courtroom isn't full. I'll probably give you an answer. Probably because, one thing, most of the citizens in Greene County know what I'm about, know what I do. They know about electronic bingo here. So that's why it's not full. They got the trust in me. What you will see at certain time when we have court, be full, and when I get reelected, it get full, because that's what I try to do. And Trust, he said it well, the litigation. We want to put all the litigation behind us and move forward on what we have here in Greene County to make it work. Not just for me as a sheriff, but the sheriff's been, that's come after me. Make it work, make it be what it's supposed to be, each and every day. Any questions? Anybody that want a rule, you don't have the bingo clerks. You can get them from the bingo clerks. Am I right?
Yes, sir, not here.
Not here. The bingo clerk, raise your hand so they know who you are. Okay. You can get them from their office at the jail. They have an office.
Our thank
you for everybody for coming. And hopefully this is the beginning of a new day in Greene County, where the focus can be on improving Greene County services and the investment being made here as opposed to fighting with each other.
I agree with you 300%.
So I was really wanting the other people to ask questions, Sheriff. do you have any assurance from the Attorney General that these new rules will be acceptable?
You want me to answer that? No. We got court coming up, am I right?
As I said, we talked by phone earlier, Sheriff. We have provided them with a copy of the rules. We have provided them with a copy of the lawsuit. We have offered them a demonstration. We have pointed out to them that there cannot be a proliferation beyond Greene County under the Constitution of Alabama. And we hope that they will review it and they will find what the sheriff has painstakingly done, which is to include every essential element that the Supreme Court and the Attorney General have insisted is an integral part of bingo, and acknowledge that an electronic marking machine, although it's unique to Greene County, does allow for the electronic play of bingo in Greene County.
I have a question. I guess I'm trying to just get an understanding, and maybe this may be actually offline, but on the new bookend bingo, okay, that new system is a system there's only one company to get that from, and I'm just asking a question. I don't know who they talk about. So that's that one company. How long does it take? Is it played just like how we're doing now?
So the reason,
as far as what the customer will see, I guess is my question.
So the reason it's called bookend bingo is because there's a old school bingo game with a card, with balls being called, with you mark your card, you can sleep a bingo, you can win a bingo at the beginning and the end, at the bookends of the session.
Yes.
So you would play bingo in order to access the entertainment phase, which would be games very familiar to players in Greene County because they look very much like the games that are here. But you can't access them without playing a traditional bingo game. And you can't, at the end of that session, when you're ready to redeem points or you're ready to leave, you would have to play a traditional bingo game again. So the session is bookended with traditional bingo games.
Okay.
But they would integrate into the software and the machines already there.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, if I have my cards, you got my number, you can pull my name up and give you my telephone number to all my offices. I appreciate your time and appreciate y'all coming out to listen. And like I say, if you need the rules, you can get them from the bingo clerks.